Hello, my beautiful friend. Welcome to this week's Lovegram. I can't believe I've been doing these for so long. We started this back when the pandemic began, and gosh, here we are. Still kind of in this crazy upside down world, although hopefully you're finding some ways to connect with people that you love again and to be safely out in the world in certain ways. I know everybody's doing different things right now. A lot of people are traveling. Some people still are not. But in any case, here we are. And I'm grateful to be here with you. Today, as I'm talking to you, I'm practicing something myself that I wanted to talk to you about, which is a little game that I like to play. It's especially good if I'm feeling upset or sad or depressed or down or lethargic. It's really especially good anytime I'm not feeling so great. But it's also a game that one can play anytime, which is why I like it. Because if you're feeling a little bit down, it's a pick-me-up. And if you're feeling good, it's just an even bigger pick-me-up. You know, it'll lift you a little higher. So what it is, I just named it actually. I didn't really have a name for it before. It's just something that I used to do. But I'm going to call it a sparkle stroll because you guys know that I love looking for pinpricks of light. And those are also sparkles. And they're just tiny, tiny moments, tiny things that sparkle a little, you know, that have a little bit of a glimmer, that are like, if you guys remember, those of you who know my story, I'll just tell it briefly, which is when I was very, very, very depressed and anxious, and I was led to a meditation class, and it felt like an iron wall closing in on me, like just, I could hardly breathe anymore. I felt like I was going to be, really felt like I was just going to be smashed, smothered. And during that meditation, there was an in-breath. And I really felt on that one tiny little in-breath, like I said to myself, I don't want to kill myself right now. Which was a big deal at the time because I thought that depression was solid, like an iron wall. But that one moment, it was like a pinprick of light in that solid iron wall that was killing me, squishing me, smothering me. And that's the image that actually came to me way, 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 way all those years ago, which was that it was one little pinprick of light. But you guys know, when you're in the dark, when it's like really pitch black and it's scary, the tiniest light makes such a difference. And so that's how the idea of pinpricks of light was born for me, because I started this practice then of just looking for tiny, tiny, tiny moments where I might feel okay to be alive. And eventually, thank goodness, I feel so fortunate about this, that the more I practiced that, eventually it came to a point where those lows weren't so low. And a lot of times the pinpricks of light were little moments of celebration or little moments of uplift or energized feelings. So they work for, you know, all those different scenes. I mean, I guess I just want to say that because anybody who's feeling that kind of like extreme low, first of all, please reach out to somebody if you are. Please. There's nothing worse than what I did, which was I hid it. I hid my depression. I hid my fear. I didn't want to bring anybody down. I didn't want to let anybody down, but it just almost killed me. So first of all, please do that. But second of all, I want you to know that this practice really saved me. I don't say that lightly. So anyway, that is just a little bit of background for this, what I'm going to talk to you about today, my sparkle stroll, which is that a lot of times when I head out the door to go for a walk, I will challenge myself to look for beauty or to look for little part, you know, pinpricks of light, little things that sparkle, little tiny moments of uplift. And it's so funny because as I started to just say that to you right now, I turned around. I'm walking in the botanical gardens in San Francisco, and there are these wildly beautiful purple, I don't even know what to call them. They're like, I'm going to have to take a picture. I'm going to pause this and take a picture, and then maybe I can include it with my love gram. Okay, well, that picture's not going to probably come out because they're tiny, but you know what they look like? Is if you can imagine, I guess like a pearly purple, you know, like a bell pepper, like a pearly purple bell pepper that's the size of the tip of my pinky. And so that's an example of being out on a sparkle stroll, right? So I'm just walking around and the pearly purple color just spoke to me. Now, maybe that wouldn't speak to you, but maybe you would have looked up because in the same path that I'm on, there's this beautiful tree. What's it called? Luckily, they're labeled here. It's an Australian. Oh, that's not the tree. Well, underneath the tree is a Dianella atricus blue flax lily, but that's not the tree. But in any case, you get my point. Like you're little pinprick of light in that moment might have been totally different. Or maybe you wouldn't have had one in that moment, but you would have turned the corner like I'm doing right now. And you would have seen this crazy tree that looks kind of like a palm tree trunk, but it's got ferns at the top. And I had no idea what this tree is, but it's very Dr. Seuss-like. It's got almost like, you know, like palm trees have like what looks like scales, circular scales. I'm just laughing at myself as I'm trying to describe things. But when I turned the corner, that caught my eye. And suddenly that was a moment of uplift. And I don't know if you could hear this, but there's some people behind me who are laughing. That would be yet another little sparkle on this sparkle stroll. Is catching, you know, sounds that, you know, feel good to us. Or it could be a scent, you know, like, so for instance, right now, so many green things. So this botanical gardens is just huge and it's filled with so many different kinds of flora and fauna, as they say. And let me smell something here. Yeah, like so fresh. It rained last night, so there's just like a lot of really awesome smells. So it could be, oh look, there's some more of those little purple things. How fun. Huh. I don't think that they're labeled again. Sometimes it's fun that they're not labeled, right? I mean, it's kind of not, oh look, I'm headed right toward the restroom. That's not where I want to go. Sometimes it's fun that they're not labeled, you know, because this is like a sparkle on its own just because it's so funny. So the name of this Australian plant, I'm just going to spell it because there's no way I can say it. Xanthorrhoeaprissii. Grass tree. Xanthorrhoeaprissii. Grass tree. So, hello. Hi. That would be a different kind of little sparkle, right? Which is something that maybe just is a little bit funny to you. Another one, which maybe you heard, these people that I just passed by, we shared a nice smile, right? And a little hello. Like, it was a small little path, and instead of people being a little bit annoyed or irritated that we were both sharing the same tiny path, it became a nice moment. So this is what a sparkle stroll is. And it doesn't have to be in a place like this, you know, filled with flowers and trees. A lot of times when I'm doing this, I'm just in my neighborhood, right? So I'm just walking around San Francisco, and it's a whole different kind of sparkle stroll. I might see some flowers or pretty trees, of course. I would definitely see some friendly people. But I would also maybe see some interesting buildings or colors or, you know, again, it might be a child laughing or see someone. A lot of times there's people on their bicycles with children in the back that might catch my eye. Ooh, here's one right now. So first of all, I'm about to cross a pretty little wooden bridge, but there's these huge, I'm going to have to stop again and see if I can take a picture of these for you. Nothing ever really quite looks the same in photos, but I'm going to try. They're great big, like, elephant kinds of leaves. I'll be right back. So now I'm crossing the little bridge, and there's some sweet ducks. Ducks are always a little pinprick of light, aren't they? Oh, what was that? I think a big old, that was a fish. A fish just dropped. I mean, that's something. A big old fish just jumped up out of the water like a Disney movie. So we're just going to walk a little bit more. This is kind of fun. You know what I like about this? It's funny. I was just making a recording for myself. You know, I do this for myself a lot. And a couple days ago, I was making a recording talking about the concept of celebration and practicing celebration and how it really is something that we have to practice. And I was saying, like, oh, I wish that I could do more experiential things with people in my community, you know, where we're actually like together, you know, maybe virtually together, not necessarily in the same place, but where we are practicing things. And this feels like that. I mean, I know you're not walking with me, although, you know what? Maybe I should, God, that'd be fun, wouldn't it, to do? Like, just schedule a time and we all go out walking wherever we are. Ooh, I love that. Let's say we all meet at a certain time. Let's say it's 4 p.m. Pacific time, whatever it is your time. And we're all going out walking and looking for sparkles, right? We're all in sparkle strolls. And then maybe we all like report back somewhere afterwards. And maybe people take pictures or you describe what you saw. That'd be so fun. As I'm talking to you right now, I'm standing by. Oh my gosh, there's like all these different colors of purple, from like light pale purple to violet to fuchsia to, I guess those are more blue, but like it's so, such a pretty palette of flowers. And it doesn't matter, you know, a lot of them are half dead because I guess it's for whatever reason, but they're beautiful. That's definitely a sparkle. Okay, I'm gonna pause again and get a photo of these guys. So this is it, right? So basically, we've been on a sparkle stroll together. Oh, look, little teeny tiny. I love these. I know they're weeds, but they look like little daisies. All right, I'm going to get a picture of this too. Isn't it wonderful when weeds are so beautiful? Like, they're just like eensy-beensy little daisies. And, I wonder if you can hear the wind. So it is July 1st here in San Francisco. I'm recording this for you a couple days early because I'm not going to be around on Sunday morning, but what I want to say to you is it's July in San Francisco and it's so cold. I have on a scarf, I have on a coat, I have on a like a winter hat, I have on heavy gloves. Oh, it's so funny, but I love it here. The last sparkle I'm going to share with you is I'm standing now in front of these like kind of like red orange tubular flowers. They're just such a beautiful, brilliant color, and they're right next to some white ones, so you can really, the colors just jump out. And that's another sparkle. And I'm looking around, and of course a place like this, it's just filled with color and beauty and smells and sounds. So I guess if you were going to take yourself on a sparkle stroll and you were, you know, let's say you were feeling especially down or sad or grieving or lost, maybe you could find yourself like an especially beautiful place, because I think it's easier to connect, easier to feel like medicine out in nature, you know. Oh, I love these. I don't know if you say them Protea or Protea. P-R-O-T-E-A. I always love these. They look like moonflowers. You know, they're kind of spiky and big and bold. Protea, I think. Protea? Maybe one of you will tell me. I love it when you guys tell me. I love when you say, that's what it is. So listen, I'm going to keep walking out here on my sparkle stroll. But I so appreciate you coming along with me today. And I hope that you will try this by yourself. And maybe we'll do it together sometime. I might just, because you know what fun that would be. I might just sometime put out something to everyone via email and just say like, hey, do you want to go on a sparkle stroll? And we could do that together. And it's a way that we can practice celebration. And this is celebration, right? Like pausing. This is really important. Pausing to notice something and to really appreciate it is a celebration. And that's super important. You know, we talk about this all the time in terms of people we love. You know, pausing to appreciate something about them, pausing to tell them, making a love list. But we can do this with everyday life as well, right? It doesn't just have to be celebrating people. We can celebrate these beautiful living plants and flowers and the birds, colors. Putting a frame around something is a celebration. Listen, I hope you'll let me know if you try this. You could even do this. You could even go on a sparkle stroll from one room to the next in your house. Like after you listen to this, wherever you walk next, see if there's something that sparkles or that jumps out at you as a pinprick of light. And then email me and let me know, okay? Because you know that would make me very happy. All right, love you. Bye-bye.